Hey friends, welcome to Relay. This episode of the podcast is supported by Lagoon. If you are looking for the best pillow ever, go to lagoonsleep.com/relay and save 15% off your order when you use the code Relay. All right, so we are doing the men's draft for the Olympic marathon trials. And joined with me, we've added some people to this call. We have Matt Chittum, Peter Bromka, Tommy Runs, Mike Coe, and Laura Thweet. We have an Olympic trials runner on this call.
Woo!
Welcome.
Yeah.
I'm running in the men's field, so that's why I'm on this draft.
That's why you weren't on the women's list. That's why you weren't on the first draft of the women's list that we sent out.
That's why I wasn't on the women's list that Matt sent us. I was missing. It's because I'm in the men's field. I just want to clear that up really quick.
Drop the hammer, Laura.
Laura, you're on my team. I got to pick you. I picked you.
Yes.
I have Laura Thweet. So.
Twins, thank you.
Very excited.
You're not going to be disappointed. I'm going to win this one for you.
Yes, I'm pumped. All right, so we each have 7 picks, and one of those picks is our sleeper pick. And who's going first, Tommy?
All right, who's going first? I got the list right here.
You're
the
in charge.
We're going number 1, Matt. Number 2, Peter. Number 3, Kafuzi. Number 4, Laura. Number 5, Lindsay. And number 6, yours truly.
Ooh.
I got the first pick in both drafts.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
I feel like Matt always gets the best position.
All three drafts we've had so far, Matt ends up first.
Tommy accused me of having white privilege. That was why I got the first pick.
But if you didn't say anything just then, I was going to say this feels pretty systemic. It's not your fault. It's the system's fault.
It's the data.
The system's broken.
See, well,
I'm gonna change your name. I'm gonna change your name to Black Matt and see where it comes out next time.
Oh my god,
that was inappropriate. All right.
Oh my god.
Anyway, so on that note, Matt, you want to kick us off?
All right. Yes, yeah, so we're each choosing 7. Our top 5 are the scores, and just like in a cross country race, you get an athlete gets a point for the position they finish. So my first pick, if this person finishes first, they have 1 point. And my top 5 scores hopefully have the lowest amount of points as possible. And with my first choice, just like in the women's draft, for me, it is a clear choice that I don't have to agonize over. I'm picking Connor Mance. Because while there are a lot of great people in the field, for me, he is numero uno for who I'd want to pick. So there we go. Got him. Got him right from the start.
There we go. All right. Pick number 2, going for his 5th Olympic team, Galen Rupp.
Ooh.
2-time marathon defending champion. Doesn't mean a thing in 2 weeks. Let's go for it.
I think there's a lot to be said for knowing how to win at this kind of race. But I'm glad that Clayton Young is available. So I'll go with Clayton Young.
Is it Lindsay or Laura next? I forget.
So you didn't want to take the other Clayton, Kafuzi? Because we know that CJ Albertson's first name is Clayton. I wasn't sure. You can go off an all Clayton team.
It's Laura, then Lindsay, and then me.
Okay. Then I am going to take the one and only Scott Faubel, because I believe this is his time. This is his time to shine. He's ready to rock. So Scott, you're on my team.
Racing to win. On the Lassidius Mag podcast.
Yep. Racing to win.
Oh, that's what he was on the podcast, and that's what they called it?
No, that's what he was saying.
They should have named it that then, for sure. That's a good name.
I'm going to go Zachary Panning.
Woo!
That's a good
Brooks
guy. Michigan again.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. I'm going to go with the other Clayton that we also nicknamed CJ. Clayton Albertson. Let's go.
Clayton Albertson.
I'm sorry, Clayton Albertson. If you want to be called CJ, I'll call you CJ for now. And
nope,
I just had to say it
Clayton.
One more time. No, it...
I want you to have him on your podcast. He was just on your podcast, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And we didn't call him Clayton at all.
I'm going to go CJ.
Okay. I'm going to go CJ.
I feel like Clayton Albertson would probably... We know CJ is always, dressed down, low-key, Brooks vibe. I feel like Clayton Albertson would dress exactly the way Peter is dressed right now.
Yeah, I feel
that's
like...
That's how he's dressed in his profile photo on the trial site.
Oh, he dressed, like he dressed. Yeah. Dressed as, he dressed so, as
family, I think it's from a wedding photo. Or something. Yeah, it's from. I think he's from. I think. I don't think it was his. I think he was like at a wedding. Yeah. With one of his kids. You know. that's definitely like, what it is. That's Clayton. That's Clayton Alberts.
You understood the assignment, right? Like you were trying to be an Olympian. Oh no, I got it.
Mm-mm. No.
Some person had had two dogs. That was their photo.
Wow, I didn't know you could do that. Man,
do you regret it now? Not in a photo. You could have sent it a picture of a pup.
You could have had, you could have just been a complete Relay advertisement as your bio.
What if you put in like an ostrich, just like everyone would know, be like, have you seen Laura's photo? Like it would be the talk of the town.
You know, you would get ostrich.
That's actually how I'm gonna make headlines. Yeah,
you would get
that.
Ostrich themed gifts for Christmas for the rest of your life if you did that. She just loves them. Did you know?
She just loves
them. In 2024, for the trials, that was her photo. She's like super into ostriches.
Mm-hmm.
You guys heard it here first.
All right. So I'm going to go with my second pick because I have the privilege to do so. I'm going to go with Sam Chilinga.
Okay.
Because that's, I feel like there's some vet status there. And like Fuzzy said, there's something to be talked about with experience for races like this. We're going to go with that.
He's like, I'm still here. Let's do this.
Lindsay, let's go.
Oh, am I next?
Yes.
Oh, because we go backwards.
Yes.
Can somebody, does anybody, I don't know anything about number 7, Elkanah Kabet. Oh, tell me about him.
He runs for our army, or he's in the army.
Okay.
He's up in Colorado Springs. He ran the world championships. He DNF'd in Budapest.
Okay.
I've seen him run in... Peachtree. I've seen him race a few times now. He ran really well in Eugene as well.
Okay.
So
he's also run 209.
Yeah.
Really fast. He's a little bit on the older side, but I mean, I feel like he doesn't give a lot of interviews. So older. I mean, he's younger than me, but like, but it's for
late 30s.
To make top three. No, I'm not sure. Somewhere in that range.
Hey,
tread carefully, Co. Tread
carefully. If Abdi
carefully.
Can do it, if Abdi can do it, Abdi was like 44, 45. Yeah.
I mean, I'm by far the oldest one in this room, so it's okay.
When we were watching Chicago, one of my young teammates, he's like 23. They had the camera on Sam Chilinga, and he goes, "What? Sam Chilinga is still running? Isn't he like 50? And I was like, excuse me. Like, I was in college at the same time. And no, not 50. Like, what? Oh, God. Youth these days, I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, thank you for the update on and the education on that. I'm going to go with Leonard Career because he wasn't he fourth last year or last in 2020? Wasn't he fourth?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Leonard because I feel like he is overlooked. So he's on my team now.
I think it's Mike's turn.
Oh, is it my turn?
I thought it went to Laura.
Laura and then Kafuzi, Peter.
Oh, there we go.
Matt, don't skip me. What is happening?
This is what happens when you don't submit it after the profile bio.
You're leaving me
on.
Skipping me in the draft. What's going on? Okay, I'm going to go with, I want to do Futsum Zena Selassie. I think he technically could be a sleeper pick. Although he has run 209, like he's run very well, but I think he could have a day out. So I am going to take him.
So is that your Lagoon sleeper pick of the draft?
Just give it to him.
Yeah, I think he's going to be my sleeper pick.
I'm just so impressed that you pronounced his last name flawlessly.
Yeah, you did a great job. That I was like, fantastic. Is she on air right now? Is she like announcing this race?
Well, I just channeled what Kara said. You just like say it confidently, and then you just continue. Mm-hmm. So.
I think it's in the flowing hair you got going on. I think that's what it was.
You know,
what are you gonna do with that hair in the race
today? I am.
What's the hair gonna do in the race, Laura? What are you gonna
just
do with
flowing.
That hair?
Just
I'm
flowing.
Just gonna leave it down like this.
Let it flow in the wind.
Did you do a braid? Like just one big ponytail?
I might actually do a braid with the humidity. My hair and the humidity is just, it's not good.
That's a lot of hair.
So I need to just like hold it down.
All right. I'm going to go with, Nico for my pick.
Bro's going all A16 team.
Nico Montañez.
It's an all A6 team so far.
So far he's going all A6.
I mean, if I picked Elkana, he's all A6 as well. So I mean, like there's a lot of A6 runners.
So Peter,
Oh, it's so exciting in drafts to get, like, go for something. Pick someone fun. I can't not pick Kibet. Let's do it. How can I?
Peter, Matt, that noise just ruined me.
Matt, you got two picks. Pull it together.
Oh.
Gross man noises.
God, Peter, man, I don't even know what to say.
I feel like we should have a who's going to be leading at the halfway point.
We can do that in our last podcast before the trials.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
little props.
Some fun props. Fun picks.
All right, so I get back to back choices. I'm going with Toshomi. Just signed with On today. Announced it today. I'm sure he signed like 3 months
exciting.
Ago. Yeah. So picking him, and my next pick, I couldn't wait to pick him. These are the two guys I was hoping would be here for this. Andrew Colley.
Oh, okay.
Andrew Colley did great in Houston. I'm feeling it. Andrew Colley for the top three. Here we go. I'm so excited.
I just have to say that's Tristan's fiance. So that's, and she's on my team. So
there you go. Oh,
that's exciting.
Power couple. I like it.
Mm. Power couple.
Okay. Huh. All right. Something to think about.
Who's it going back to?
Coming back to me with Bia Simbasa.
Wow, you guys.
I like Laura's, like, every, she wants everyone on her team. She wants no one to be on anyone else's team.
I had all of these people picked.
I'm going to go Joel Reichow.
I like it.
Laura.
Oh, it's finally my turn. Okay. I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with my boy Jared Ward because I think experience is everything, and I think he's turning things around. Berlin went well; he's looking good, so I'm going to go with Jared.
Do we know if he's still training with the top two qualifiers?
I guess so. I assume so. I haven't been on social media, so I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's interesting. He was training with Connor.
I interviewed someone over the weekend. And I got some very good information on the big group chat and on the long run crew that's happening over there. So,
wait, I feel like this is insider information. Are we
so many vagaries? Yeah.
For my sleeper pick, I'll know. But if my internet ever cooperates and it gets that interview uploaded, you guys could hear about it today.
All right, my turn. And I'm so excited. I was like, this person's going to get gobbled up, and he didn't. Matt McDonald.
Oh, good. Yeah, he did me proud in Chicago, so that's a good pick.
Yeah. Oh, you're just trying to get in on those gross man noises.
All right. I'm going to go with Nathan Martin as my third pick. And then I'm also going to follow that up with Reed Fisher. As long as he doesn't trip and fall. As long as he doesn't trip and fall, we're good.
No, he got that in Atlanta. I think he's good this time.
Yeah. I was at 8-16 or whatever in Atlanta. And the first time he went, I'm like, oh, that's sweet. And the second time he went around, I'm like, was he bleeding? You know,
he fell twice.
That video, it's like a body just goes.
Peter, this is an audio medium, so the hand gestures aren't going to translate.
But he did. He did.
We're big on YouTube now.
He did.
Oh yeah,
he did.
Thank you.
But Peter did the sound effects though, so that's fine.
That's true. Tommy, I have heard that Nathan Martin is absolutely smoking it down in Flagstaff. He is just rolling.
Man, right. Everyone.
I think he laid off of, no shade to this restaurant, but I think he laid off of the Five Guys burgers a bit in the last few months to kind of, like, you know, nail it down here. So I think we may be seeing some surge in the speed there because of less double burgers.
I thought this was going to start as like a nice thing you were going to say about Nathan Martin, but it turned out quite the opposite.
Do we need to do a body positivity episode after
no.
this?
No.
Are you making this up, or is this actual information that you know?
What are we talking about?
Nathan Martin's been eating less burgers and he's looking good?
I follow Nathan Martin I'm definitely a Nathan Martin follower, on Instagram. And one of the big things he does is he loves Five Guys burgers. So I think that they should endorse him and he should eat after he qualifies for the team. But I haven't seen him dropping a bunch of burgers on the on his Instagram lately, so I'm assuming he's cutting back. Or he's just not showing us as much because he doesn't want people to think that that's a superpower. I don't know what it is. He's playing chess, guys. I don't know.
Could go either way.
Could go either way. There's too many options. I don't know.
Oh, wait. So can someone confirm in the half marathon list, is Paul Chelimo running?
Wait, he's already been drafted, Linz.
I thought Sam Chelinga
has. Paul Chelimo has not.
Paul Chelimo.
Is that who you're going with, or are we doing one of those shout-out things again?
Is he running?
I don't know. Do you listen to the Let's Run podcast?
I don't listen to podcasts.
I'm just joking.
Do you want me to text him?
Yeah, text him.
Oh, BFFs.
Surely you're friends with him, right?
No, I'm not actually.
Well, I'll go with him, and I gotta go get my computer charger, so carry on.
I'm gonna go with Brian Trader.
Woo! Interesting.
Yep, that 209 in Chicago. He's back. Ready to rock.
I know. I always think it's interesting when we pick around someone for no particular reason. He's run well many times, but it's like, unclear.
Right, we basically picked everyone in the top 20 except for him. It was like the Emily Durgan pick of the women's draft.
Yeah, Emily Durgan thing was weird. Yeah, I don't know how that happened. Kafuzi, what are you thinking, bro?
I'm thinking Parker Stinson.
Ooh,
is that your Lagoon sleeper pick of the draft?
I don't know what that means, but okay. what does the sleeper pick mean?
Sleeper
pick unheralded. Yeah, unheralded. People are underestimating this person.
Underdog.
You are not. You are pumping them up.
No, that's not a sleeper pick.
Okay.
I think Parker Simpson's a solid pick.
I agree.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have picked him.
I love it. It's like, no, I believe in the guy. And you're like, no, that's why
all,
we were saying.
All my sleeper picks are the ones that I'm not choosing.
Brutal.
Parker Stinney. All right, Peter, what do you got?
All right. I'm going Frank Lara. Let's do this, Frank.
All right.
That's a good one.
Got something to prove.
All right.
All right, two roots running runners in a row.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Matt, come on with our double pick.
I'm excited about this one.
So are we, Matt. So are we.
I'm doing my Lagoon sleeper pick of the draft, and that is Diego Estrada.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Sort of counts as a sleeper, leading the half marathon list. We'll count it.
All right, fine. Then he's not my Lagoon sleep. My Lagoon
Don't let me talk you out of your sleep.
Peter, one common theme in the draft is Peter just mocking my picks.
I know. It's so
every
fun.
Angle.
Believe in your pick. Believe in your team.
It kind of undercuts the whole sleeper pick of the thing if you then insist that I don't have any belief in them.
I hear you.
But I am choosing them.
All right, who are you picking next?
The Gus Group of runners. All right, fine.
Who's your
fifth? Ready? Ready for my next pick?
Ooh.
My Lagoon sleeper pick. Reestablished. I can't find him on the sheet, but I'll find him later. It's Christian Allen.
Okay. Ooh. Wait.
Yeah. He had a pretty good day at CAM.
Yeah, and then he just smoked it at the 10K this weekend. Finished sixth.
Cross country 10K. Okay.
Oh. Yeah. That's right. I was like, I've heard that name recently. That's where. Yeah. Nice.
And he also was the free trail rookie of the year in trail running last year. And he was leading CIM for 21 miles.
Wow.
Oh,
in
yeah.
December. And he's guys everywhere.
He's in the group chat too, guys, just so you know.
What? This group chat? I need to get in on this.
No, what's up, bro?
He's got a crazy, he's the crazy haircut man.
And a beautiful mustache.
Yes.
Is that how you got in the group chat, is by complimenting his mustache? No.
I'm not in the group chat.
Oh,
but
there
is a group chat that's pretty cool. No, I wish I were, but it's pretty cool.
I am going to give my Lagoon sleeper pick to the ultimate, always been slept on his entire career, Colin Benny.
Oh, yeah.
Peter, are you like reading my list? What is happening?
Yes.
Why would
that's why
Colin?
We're friends. We like the same runners.
Dang it.
You've stolen like three of mine.
All right, Co.
All right. I think I'm going to go with the sleeper pick here. And I'm going to scroll down the list a little bit further. I'm going to go with Sid Gidabadeh.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
On the upswing.
I mean, I've been seeing all those three guys training together on Instagram, so they're looking fit.
Okay. I am going to go with my teammate, Mick Icafano.
Space buns.
Yep, he's got a really cool hair plan, so I'm pumped. He's ready to rock.
All right.
Guys, we've almost like reached the point where I don't know anybody else. No.
Lindsay's exposing her female bias in marathon fandom. Okay.
I am a female bias.
Call you out.
For sure. Listen, has anybody picked Parker Stinson?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why there's a name next to his name.
Oh, I didn't scroll. Sorry.
Kafuzi did, and Matt threw some shade.
I had to get my computer charger, so I missed a couple.
Okay. Sorry.
Parker was the only other person that I knew on the list. Tyler Pennell.
That's a great one.
Yeah, good kick. Okay.
So what's his deal? He used to run with the NAZ group, right?
No, he was with Zap. Or still is.
Oh.
I don't know.
Does he have long hair?
Yes.
Okay.
Does Andrew Colley, who also ran with them. So you might be confusing the two, but yeah.
What's up, Tyler? You're on my team. Come be on my podcast someday.
So let's go with, I'm going to go with my Lagoon Sleeper pick of Zidi. And I'm going to go with this guy also residing in Michigan. Zachary Ornelas.
Zach Ornelas, the teacher.
Teacher. He's a new dad, crushing life, running around with a stroller, a double stroller.
Oh, my hero.
Doing the Michigan with a stroller, bro. You're ready to win.
How many picks have we done so far?
Everyone's at five. I'm going to drop my sixth really quick. I'm going to go with Josh Azuski.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't you guys worry.
Do you know who that is?
You just picked
of course
the top name on the list.
No, I didn't. I literally picked the guy that crushed it at the Gold Coast Marathon.
There you go.
Just in July. Ran a 2:11:26.
You're saying the same stuff and he's like, No.
Listen.
I knew a lot about the Gold Coast Marathon.
If these guys would get a little more exciting on social media, maybe we would follow them more and like be as excited about the women. But I just feel like the women are easier to access.
This is like an alley-oop dunk. Lindsay just alley-ooped it and Kafuzi's gonna dunk it home. Mike's always like, people, it's not that hard. Tell your stories.
I'm trying to interview more
Lindsay,
of these guys.
Lindsay, if only you had a podcast where you could highlight some of these people.
There you go. Bring some of them on. Give them a platform.
All right.
We can't just do it by ourselves.
I guess I'll talk to them.
I guess I'll have somebody on the show.
I'm just so happy that we finally exposed Lindsay's, I haven't talked to this woman in 8 weeks. Let's get her back on. There's dozens of men just slaving away in the distance running world. And you're like, I guess no one wants to know my story.
I don't have a problem for a second with the way Lindsay does it.
I know. I love it. Thanks. Just let's talk about it.
That was the Thai speaking, Lindsay.
Yeah. That wasn't Peter.
That was the Thai speaking. That wasn't Peter.
Oh, man. I'm coming off horrible. Who's next?
Is it Tommy? Tommy again?
No, I did my two. I did my two already. Oh,
okay.
It's Lindsay.
Back to me?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Can I do a sleeper pick?
You can do that whenever you want to.
I'll go Shadrach Biwat. I've had him on my podcast. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I met him at CIM this year. He's really nice.
So nice. Look at me giving these men a platform.
You're doing it.
Finally, someone's paying
God's
attention
work
to men.
Thank goodness.
Oh, God. Man, I'm between like three here. I'm going to go with Matt McClintock.
All right.
I want to pick Colin McGow.
That was
Colin McGow.
I'm surprised he's still here.
I know.
I'm also kind of surprised he's so far down on this list, which is our list is arranged by PR Times. But
he puts in a lot of miles. I'm going with Jacob Thompson. I mean, it's not that crazy. He's high on the list, but he's young. We could see some big things.
Also, at the Gold Coast, I got dogged up. my Gold Coast pick. My guy beat your guy at the same race.
Oh, one of those down under races where the gravity's different.
Who's next?
It's me. I have my sixth and seventh selections.
Ooh.
Which is tough. All right. I can't resist. Also, he's an excellent runner. But he's also a friend of mine. So I'm going to take John Ranieri.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm.
Mm. Name dropping, huh?
But he's say that he was sick last week, which I think probably half the field was because everyone was sick in America at some point over the last 6 weeks. But, you know, you don't like seeing it, but it happens.
While Matt's waiting, I do think it's interesting that, like, we all are very familiar with everyone at the top. And then in the middle, there's kind of like a gap in familiarity. And then at the kind of the bottom, so to speak, I mean, it's the bottom of the best, but it's like the bottom. That's where we're like, oh, I see this guy on Instagram. I've seen this guy do a podcast. You know, like, it's just like, and those are the names where I'm like, oh, I know a lot of these guys down here.
Just the middle guys that we don't know as much about.
It's almost like it's almost like they feel like they're on the precipice of like getting to that top group, so they just like head down, don't do anything. That's all they focus on. And they just kind of miss out on that like extra super athlete level.
And it's a bummer because like wouldn't you love to hear that story? Like someone that's like, I'm about to break through, you know? And like if someone's sponsor sent, you know, a media team once every 2 months, like to their house to do workouts and stuff, that'd be pretty awesome to follow along.
Mike, you could start this business, Mike.
Yeah,
the business you keep saying that people should do. You could literally start it.
I just don't like to leave my house that much.
I know, right?
Tell that to 2023, bro.
Yeah, I was like, Mike, can you film at all?
Dude was.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. I've tried it. I've tried leaving the house a lot.
You've done it. Yeah.
I just bought a fire pit, you know.
Ooh.
So, just want to stay home.
I want a fire pit. That's
was
on
it
my
the
list.
Snoop one?
It is. I got mine before him. I got mine before him, though.
All right. I'm doing three sleeper picks in a row, but only one can be sponsored. I'm going. I don't even know if he's running. But I just want to pick him because I like watching him run. And I've watched him a lot of trail races, too. I'm going trail here again, just like Christian Allen. I'm going Chad Hall.
Ooh, another Hall, bro.
You know that he was on my official visit to see you with me?
Oh, wow.
How'd it go?
It was great. We didn't talk a lot. It was quiet.
Awkward high school seniors. Here we go. I'm going into the uncanny valley of men's marathoning.
Don't you dare, Peter. Don't
number,
take
it. Number 68 on the list, Christopher Mugridge. He's a man I know from CIM many years ago, and he's now a 215 marathoner. He's been living in Florida for 2 months. He has an altitude tent in his apartment. He's been posting on Instagram, and I'm rooting for him.
Wow, you are educated on him.
He's a buddy. He ran 2:19:04 at CIM a couple years ago, and then decided I'm better than that, and he got a lot better.
All right,
who's next?
This is my last pick, right?
Yeah,
last pick. I'm gonna go with Jackson Neff.
Ooh, you've been watching that Bandit hype train.
Those are the only guys I know.
Yeah, no, he was like, he's like, I just had the workout of my life, and you're like, well, what was it? Tell me more about it. Yeah. I looked him up on Strava, didn't find him. So it's all secret.
I mean, that's how I roll.
Yeah,
I haven't posted anything that I'm doing. I'm not even on Instagram right now. So no one knows.
Yeah. Good.
I've been DMing somebody lately. So you better check out your check out your security protocol. Because I'm just joking.
Uh-oh, the reels we've been seeing.
Is it Lindsay now?
No, it's you.
Oh, it is me.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't remember if we picked him or not. I don't think I heard his name. Augustus Mayo?
Mm-mm.
Oh. He has not been picked.
Okay, he's mine.
Okay, I am picking solely based on the name. because I just like want to know a guy named Donnie. So I'm going to go with Donnie Cowart. Has he already been picked?
No.
I'm just like Donnie. Well, I'm just thinking Donnie. Like, just picture like a 5-year-old kid running around with the name Donnie. Like, I like that. Donnie. So Donnie.
Guys, is Ben True running the trials?
I thought about putting him on my list, but I'm pretty sure.
I truly don't know.
Blankenship's now training for 100 miler.
You gotta have your priorities together, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he was gonna be right in that middle ground of like, oh, right?
I thought that was an interesting but cool decision, though.
Yeah, he's a fun guy.
I get the last pick because I'm special. Yeah, guys, I'm so surprised that this one made it through. Not really sure how it did, but I'm gonna go with he had a really great Chicago Marathon 2:11:26. Kevin Silvano. I had him on my list the whole time. Just checking him in. Couldn't believe it got through, guys.
All right, how are we feeling about these teams?
All right, let me
Laura, how many percentage of your brain power will be committed to, like, I don't even know if the races are going to pass each other. Like, how's my team doing over there?
Yeah, I mean, I will be looking over. I did that. That's how I knew Brian Schrader and Dan Nestor were leading, because I saw them. Yeah. I was like, hey, what's happening?
They're like,
over there?
Wait a second. What's going on?
What's going on?
Come on, McClintock. Pick it up.
McClintock. Don't let me down.
Right, let's go. So here we go. Let's just do a quick overview of the people's selections, starting with Laura Thweet, picked Scott Fauble, Footsome, Brian Schrader, Jared Ward, Mick Icofano, Augustus Mayo, and Matt McClintock. Lindsay,
your winning team.
Zach Panning. It's a banger team, no doubt. We got Zach Panning, Leonard Career, Matt McDonald, Tyler Pinnell, Donnie Cowart, and Paul Chelimo. I have Connor Mance, Tashomi, Andrew Colley, John Ranieri, Chad Hall, Christian Allen, Diego Estrada. Man, for the first pick in the draft, I really have a team underdogs here.
Oh, no, that's a great team.
I love my team.
That's a pretty good team.
Underdogs are, that's where it's at, Matt.
All right. Let's see. Cafuzzi, Mike Coe has Clayton Young, Nico Montañez, Joel Richaud. Is that how you pronounce it? Mike, I keep pronouncing it incorrectly.
I thought it was Richaud.
I was calling him Rico before. Richaud. Parker Stinson, Colin McHale, Sydney and Jackson Neff. Peter with Galen Rupp, Elkanah Cabet, Bia Simbasa, Frank Laura, Jacob Thompson, Colin Benny, and Christopher Mugridge?
Yeah, let's do it.
And Tommy.
Mm.
Finishing the draft with Sam Chilingo, Clayton, CJ, Albertson, Nathan Martin, Reed Fisher, Josh Azuski, and Zach Ornelas. I'm excited. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, what are we doing for what's the prize? What does the loser have to do? Have we talked about that?
We have not. Laura, I want your opinion on this. Matt was talking about printing up a shirt with his teams on it and how cool that would be to have his team on it. And I was like, yeah, but then you're going to be walking around Orlando and walk up to other pros and they'll be like, hey, sweet, you didn't pick me?
Yeah,
like,
where the hell's my name?
Yeah, thanks. Like, later, loser.
Yeah, you really didn't believe me.
No, I mean, you're great. I was hoping to be your friend right now. Nope.
Yeah, that's. I wouldn't say I thought it would be cool, but you know, I was excited about the potential for it.
You can make a sign, Matt.
Can we wrap this up with asking Laura, just like, what's going on in your mind? How are you feeling?
That is the million-dollar question. No, I'm feeling really good. This has definitely been probably one of my more successful builds. And I've just had a lot of fun with it, and I've challenged myself in a completely different way as far as the type of training I've done and I've been able to do. I feel really good, and I'm just excited. Like, anytime you get a shot to chase down an Olympic dream, and this is my third trials, which I'm really proud of as well, is pretty cool. So I feel like when you hit the 2 week mark, you're kind of just like, the work is done. And so you're just like ready to be there because you're just like, I don't want to get sick. I don't want to like be an idiot and like go too hard in the last training session and like hurt something. Like you're just trying to like, you want to like wrap yourself in like bubble wrap and just like somehow like transport yourself to the start line. So these last 2 weeks, it's just like all about like being really smart, like recovering, sleeping, eating, hydrating, just like all of those things over like the miles at this point. So, but every time you make it to 2 weeks to go, you're like, I've almost done it. Because I always say half the battle, especially with an Olympic trials, is getting to the start line. That's so incredibly hard to do. And so when you're so close, it feels good. Like you can almost let out like a sigh of relief of like, okay, I've done like the hard part. And like the race really is like the cherry on top of like, you just get to go out there and throw yourself in it and have fun and see what can, you know, anything can happen in races like this, which is what makes them so fun as an athlete. So I'm pretty pumped.
Team Laura Thweet.
Can I ask, what do you go to for your what's your chosen mental distraction? You know, final 2 weeks, how do you fill your time?
Well, so far since I've been here, I've watched every episode of Queer Eye on Netflix. Every single episode.
All right.
I cried my way through most of them, but like good crying. good tears. Yesterday I watched football all day. Both of those playoff games were awesome.
Go Lions.
Yeah, the Lions. I know. I was pumped for the Lions, and obviously I'm a Chiefs fan, so anyway, great game.
You're a Chiefs fan because of Taylor?
No, to be fair, I love Patrick Mahomes and I have loved him since he started playing for them. But it's just an added bonus that I get to see my girl at the games now. So
the Taylor thing is real. My daughter cannot stop talking about football. She doesn't care about any other teams.
I know. I love.
But I talked to her for 20 minutes yesterday at the counter while I was cooking. All football. It was insane. I couldn't believe it. My son actually walked away. I was like, what the heck, man? Like, you actually are playing football and you don't even care. But she's in it.
This is world domination. This was her last box of human beings on the planet that she needed to check. And she got them.
I know. I love that people like, oh yeah, she definitely put Kelsey on the map.
Yes.
Obviously, he is a superstar in his own right. But a lot of people literal. Like are watching football because of her now. Like a whole different like category, you know, that like never really got into that
world
side
domination.
Go ahead, Peter.
Just a fly on the wall during those conversations of like a whole bunch of Swifties just together watching the game, like just the questions being asked, or I would just love to know how that goes.
Well, but Peter, not only does she hit like the football guys, like people that watch football, like even all my little boys talk about her now. Like, you know what I mean? Like they weren't talking about Taylor Swift before, but they are really into football. So she won. She won.
I also think we should be very careful if we'd like to have this podcast continue to be a thing, because if we say anything negative about Taylor Swift at any point in this conversation, we will be done. So, with that being
that's
said,
that's why Timer's camera went out earlier.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm out of here.
I'm not going to be a part of this.
I got a text from Taylor. She's like, my ears are burning, which I'll talk about. shout out to Taylor Swift. You are the best.
Pandering to the Swifties.
Shout out to Kelsey. Awesome guy. You know, great style.
Yeah, you're best friends with him too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in a group chat with him, so.
What was the reveal, Mike?
Oh, you gotta go. What was the group chat?
But like, sorry, you gotta go. You guys have to watch my podcast later.
All right.
Okay. I really have to go.
The ultimate teaser.
There's a group chat in Salt Lake City, and it's awesome.
Yeah, if people don't already do it, go check out Kafuzi's live stream every weekday, 2:00 Eastern. And while you're at it, go check out Lagoon Sleep, lagoonsleep.com/relay. Save 15% on your first order when you use code relay at checkout. We have one more podcast that will be coming out before the Olympic trials. It's going to be a little catch-all. We'll talk about who we think are going to be on the teams, fun storylines, maybe even little props, like who will be, you know, who'll be leading each race at half, who will spend the most time leading the race, which obviously is not the same as winning the race, and all of that fun stuff that'll be coming out right before the trials. But everyone, thank you so much for hopping on. The little marathon 2-hour recording session. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Peace.